You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and KVCRnews.org. I'm Isel Quapio with Expressions of Art. Today we'll be hearing about the Akuma Unity Center, headquartered at the Ann Sherrells Park Community Center in San Bernardino. Akuma Unity Center is a nonprofit organization with a mission to unify, support, educate, heal, and empower people of color through organizing, economic growth, and youth development. Dr. Lawson Bush V is co-founder of Akuma Unity Center. Akuma has been around for approximately a year, and they mainly serve the children in the community. However, Dr. Lawson envisions helping not just the children, but the entire community.
We saw a need with the children that they didn't have any culturally responsive after-school programming, but we also deal with the parents. We also deal with some of the issues of poverty surrounding children, so we have food giveaways and these types of things, but we really want to impact the entire community.
Akuma provides wraparound services and programs to at-risk youth and families in need. Some of the programs include after-school program, summer youth program, soul food family dinner night, a male mentoring program, and toy and coat giveaways. Executive Director Kimberly Calvin says that Akuma is one of the few organizations in San Bernardino that provides a variety of services.
We are one of the few organizations, after-school centers, community centers that are viable and thriving at the moment. And so it is our mission to provide wraparound services, services that would not only just take care of the students, because we know that without serving parents and whole households, then we're just doing a minor service.
Through grants and funding from CAPS and San Bernardino Unified School District, kids in the community are exposed to the arts.
We're going to be going to the Lewis Playhouse, courtesy of Dennis Warman with CAPS, an after-school program. And so we just continue to teach them to everything that's outside of their little world here, expose them to things that they might not be able to attend, like the arts, fine arts.
Many of the youth that come to Akuma participate in activities such as dance, karaoke, music, and sports. San Bernardino resident and mother of three, Lakeisha Brewster, says that her children enjoy coming to Akuma Unity Center.
My children are involved in the program because they need some activities to do after school. They have a lot of good things here. They have the dance. They also have homework. They help with homework. They have the science that they're growing in, the plants and stuff, and yeah, they love it.
Recently awarded Nonprofit of the Year 2017, Akuma Unity Center has helped over 1,000 families and is on their way to serving twice as many this year. Dr. Lawson Bush hopes that Akuma Unity Center continues to expand and serve the many different members of the San Bernardino community.
My goal for the center is really to grow it, to really truly be a beacon of light for the entire community, and that the building itself would grow. That this building would just grow to the level of many community centers that we see across the Southland, and that it will be full service and the lights will never go off, that a grandmother can come and get what they need, that a new mother can come get what they need, that somebody that's just transitioning out of jail or somebody who's on the way to college, that we can service all the needs of. That is our aim, and so hopefully over the next few years you'll see this place grow by leaps and bounds.
With KVCR's Expressions of Art, I'm Isel Quapio.
Expressions of Art on 91.9 KVCR is supported in part by the City of San Bernardino Fine Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov.